Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Vatican says the health of Pope Emeritus Benedict has undergone a worsening in the last hours due to his age and that doctors are constantly monitoring the 95-year-old's condition. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said Pope Francis, who asked the faithful earlier Wednesday to pray for Benedict, went to visit his predecessor in the monastery on Vatican grounds where the retired pontiff has lived since retiring in February 2013. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years. North Korea's Kim Jong-un lays out his key goals to boost military power. VOA's Joe Ramsey is reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials. Kim's comments, reported by state media Wednesday, indicate he'll continue provocative weapons tests after a record run of missile launches this year. Some observers say the new goals could be related to Kim's push to expand his nuclear arsenal and introduce a spate of high-tech weapon systems, such as multi-warhead missiles, a spy satellite, and advanced drones. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on people seeking asylum for now, and the court also set us a February timeline for arguments in the case. The restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump at the beginning of the pandemic to curb the spread of COVID-19. Conservative-leaning states argue that lifting the restrictions could lead to a massive increase in migrants and push the court to intervene. Immigration advocates say the U.S. has moral and international obligations to offer asylum to people fleeing persecution. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video message that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Tuesday reaffirmed her government's support for Ukraine. Zelensky said that during a call with the Italian PM, he thanked Meloni for aid already received and described the counterparts as acting in unison, saying, "I spoke today with Italy's prime minister and thanked her for aid already received and new support. Mrs. Meloni announced that the supply of air defense systems is being discussed at the moment. We're acting in unison, and I believe that the Italian support will allow us to strengthen the defense of our skies." Last week, in his address to a group of Western leaders, the Ukrainian leader asked for a wide range of weapons and air defense systems to help up efforts to counter the Russian invasion. Officials in New York State say that military police and state police were sent to keep people from driving in snow-choked Buffalo. The Erie County executive said Tuesday that police are being positioned at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections to enforce a ban on driving. Officials say more than 30 people died in the region. That's in addition to about two dozen other deaths the huge storm caused around the country. And an emergency services commissioner in the Buffalo area says crews are keeping an eye on warmer weather forecast for later in the week that could bring a threat of flooding as the snow melts. Southwest Airlines scrubbed thousands of flights again Tuesday in the aftermath of the massive winter storm that wrecked Christmas travel plans across the U.S., and the federal government said it would investigate why the company lagged so far behind other carriers. A day after most U.S. airlines had recovered from the storm, Southwest called off about 2,600 more flights on the East Coast by late afternoon. Those flights accounted for more than 80% of the 3,000 trips that got canceled nationwide Tuesday. The accounts are haunting: abductions, torture, rapes. According to a UN report by a panel of experts, scores of civilians, including women and children, have been killed by the M23 rebels in eastern Congo. It says the M23 rebels have forced children to be soldiers. The 21-page report, based on interviews with more than 230 sources and visits to one area of Congo's North Kivu province, where the M23 have seized territory, is expected to be published this week and has been seen by the Associated Press. Conflict has been simmering in eastern Congo for decades, where more than 120 armed groups are fighting in the region, most for land and control of mines with valuable minerals. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.